The following is a presentation of Muddy River Sports.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do?
Bow to the masters.
It's time to break it down once again. This is the Muddy River Breakdown with Shuck Daddy and D.O.B. I'm Muddy River Sports Editor Matt Shuckman, along with my sidekick, Dapper Don O'Brien.
Like that.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay. But we have a special guest joining us today.
The first ever guest on the Muddy River Breakdown.
Wow. Exactly. This is right. A big deal.
Yes. You are the first. Hopefully not the last.
Yeah. Don't get us kicked off the air.
Never.
That's the whole point of this.
Doesn't do it.
That's right. Yeah, I know. But we might upset somebody.
Yes. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure we do. Probably every week. Tyler Tomlinson, how are you?
Well, now I'm honored.
You should be honored.
At first, I was just like, I'm here. But now I'm honored to be here because I'm the first guest.
The first? We'll see if many. I don't know if we'll end up with many guests on the Muddy River Breakdown.
I think people want to come on to the Muddy River Breakdown.
Yeah. I think people enjoy listening to it. I hope so.
It's catching on.
I hope so.
It's hot right now.
I caught millions. I caught flack last week.
For this?
For the Muddy River Breakdown.
What did we do?
Because I didn't like Raising Cane's. Oh, no. It was Jack in the Box. The fact that we dug Jack in the Box, I caught flack for it.
I gave you flack for not liking Raising Cane's because I like Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's is
Jack
good.
Jack in the Box, people can understand.
I was told.
Okay, so the funny thing about that is that I love it that, like, whenever you talk about, like, restaurants and, like, they're going to put one in up here by the Target. It's like it's a democracy. Oh, I vote for this. That's not the way it works.
No,
we're not going to some referendum on the April ballot or November. Hey, we could do it a month from now.
Yeah, we'll take that, Don. Good suggestion. Yes, Matt, anything? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Raising Cane's. Yeah. Let's see who else. Oh, they want Five Guys.
Because there was
like Chick-fil-A
when their word first broke that they were going to put a restaurant in there. Mm-hmm. It was like if you were on any social media, Facebook mostly. It was, okay, which chicken place should it be? Should it be Chick-fil-A? Should it be Raising Cane's? Should it be Popeye's? And so they're going, it could be a lot of other things, too. You know, like, who said it has to be chicken?
I was getting my oil done the other day, and the guys that I heard the technicians talking, and they were talking, it was the oil change place right at the back, Taco Bell on Broadway.
Okay.
I don't know the name of Quincy Lube or something, I think is what it is. So there's your free shout out. and the guys were talking, they're like, yeah, I heard it's going to be a combination Chick-fil-A and Five Guys. And the other guy goes, you mean like that Taco Bell Long John Silver's? I said, they don't do those around here.
No, they don't.
They don't buy the same company. Guys. No.
Although, great idea, though.
Hey, in Highland, Illinois, excellent. They have a combo Taco Bell and KFC. They're both owned by the same people.
I've seen that, too.
Taco Bell, KFC.
Places.
Pizza is thrown in there sometimes.
Although, you can't get the KFC after 9 p.m.
That's pretty standard with the world we live in now.
It's terrible.
It's crazy how many places are closed by 9 p.m. at night.
Because you know what? You're still in the business of sports coverage.
Yes.
Which doesn't get over till 10 o'clock, 10:30.
There's nights I'm rolling back into town at 10:30.
I'm in the business, and it's slim pickings. It was tough. I wanted to celebrate a win Saturday with some food.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
And you had a good win on Saturday.
I know, but it didn't matter.
Did you have a couple wins on Saturday?
I had two, yes, actually, for the first time. But, yeah, I coached that men's team because of a red card, so that was fun.
For the people out there listening and going, okay, I don't know what they're talking about. Uh-oh. Tyler is the women's soccer coach at Culver Stockton College.
Thank you.
Yes. And doubled up with his men's soccer coach.
Coached the men's team.
So do you get credit for that dub, or does that go on to the men's coaches?
I have yet to ask the great John Schild, sports information director at Culver Stockton, who is credited.
I believe he gets it. I believe the men's coach gets that win.
Did the czar of Culver Athletics, Pat Atwell, at least treat you then to lunch this week?
I have not received even an offer of lunch with a single sweep. Usually there's Mexican food on the table as – you know,
right.
Reward for sweeps, as is Culver tradition, but it has not been discussed.
Did when you got back, did you ring the victory bell?
We were already home.
Oh, you were already home. That's
so,
right.
Yes. Twice? I personally did not. No.
No.
But players, sure.
Did you do it twice?
They didn't care that each team didn't care that I won the other game.
Come on.
Or was even there.
We care about you, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, so I caught flack for Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is terrible, though.
But one we didn't bring up, that just in it, talking about the combo places, A&W.
Oh, I miss A&W.
There's one in Collinsville.
Can we get a Taco John's up in here, too?
Oh, wow.
Can I get some potato olays in my life?
Do you remember the Taco John's on 36th Street back in the day?
I do. I am old enough.
I was wondering if you, well, you were probably a wee tot back then.
But I went there.
Yeah. There was a Pizza Hut there on 36th Street because we had open lunch at Quincy High. So we'd walk over and they had a great lunch special Pizza Hut because you get your personal pan pizza, soda, and breadsticks. And I think it was all for like $4.
You, that's the gallon of gas is more than that now.
Yeah,
that's such a good deal.
And then the Dairy Queen in the mall was owned.
Did you go over
owned.
To the Pac-Man? Did they have the table Pac-Man that you could go and play at the Pizza Hut here?
Yeah. Of course. And then the Dairy Queen in the mall had a Blue Devil special at lunch, and it was a double cheeseburger, fries, and soda. I believe it was either $2.50 or $3.
How do you guys have open lunch? We didn't have one open lunch at Galesburg.
Well, that's because we're better than Galesburg, and always have been.
Can't argue that, actually.
Now that open lunch is on the table.
You guys can go anywhere. We had to sit there and have the rectangle pizza. By the way, the rectangle pizza is good. But why don't they sell that like
pizza?
The rectangle pizza. Pizza. Why don't they sell that like nationally somewhere?
We could do this. You have business connections.
That's right. I mean, you are you know a little bit about the BBB.
Yes, that's true. Well, that didn't mean I know any about how to start. I'm kidding.
I'm sure we could find someone.
Yeah, but you got more pizza options. Like when you're 10 years old, that rectangle pizza is the deal because that's all you know.
Well, and here's the funny thing is, and as you well know, with the pizza snobs that are in town sometimes, they didn't like the square cut, the square beyond compare Emos. Now, granted, that was the cheese that threw a lot of people off, but the square cut bothers people sometimes.
That's a good point.
It is hard on the eyes.
Although I don't say that because they've got the square cut, they've got whatchamacallit, Cassano's. I eat 75 pieces of pizza every time I get one of those.
But they're the square king of Quincy.
Yeah.
And someone tried to come in on their turf and they smashed.
They did get, they got told to go home.
they did too. They really did. Well, Tyler's joining us today for a special reason.
Uh-oh. Is it finally time?
Okay, so we started this a few weeks ago. Mr. Soccer over here to my left, as we're sitting here in the Muddy Buddy studio. DOB is to my left, Tyler's to my right, and Mr. Soccer to my left has become an EPL fan, and he has his team,
the Tottenham Spurs.
Yes. Tyler, you have a team.
I am. I'm a Manchester City fan.
So, Tyler, before we go any further, I like called him out when he first told me he was a City fan. I was like, oh, you're a front runner. He goes, no, I'm not a front runner. I've loved City forever. And
as long as I've known Tyler, that is true. I can vouch for that.
So it would have been easy for me because I'm new. I picked a team this spring and summer to follow. And I was looking at the teams. I was like, I could pick City because they win all the time, but that'd just be like picking the Yankees.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll go with another one. And I was like, Tottenham hasn't won anything since like 1961. So maybe I'll go with those guys.
Okay, so is that how you picked Tottenham? Just
mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
That and
they're competitive. They're always there.
I look, they're in the Champions League. We have a match today, by the way. We have a fixture today in the Champions League. So I'm like, they're Champions League. They're top four. I looked into Harry Kane. He's like one of the best players in Tottenham history. He's got a chance to possibly set the all-time Premier League scoring record. He's going to be around for a while. I looked into our manager, Antonio Conte, is very well respected. Mm-hmm. I only know him as Son. I can't say his other name. Son is a very good player. And then in the transfer window, we got this Richarlison guy from Brazil, who's the deal. So I'm like, I think they're going to be good.
Feisty guy.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that Tottenham's my guy. Tottenham, they're my guys.
Okay, so that's how you got to be a fan of Tottenham.
The Hotspurs are a good choice.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Okay, well, I don't have an EPL team.
I know, and I've been on you to get one.
You have been. So, and that started the conversation between myself and my good friend to my right here, Mr. Tomlinson, about picking an EPL team. How do I choose an EPL team?
How do you choose an EPL team?
Well, my initial thought was, my nephews are very much into the EPL. And
they're Arsenal fans.
They're Arsenal fans. Don't want to go Arsenal. I thought I could go that direction and talk to them, and they could give me some guidance. Or I could put my fate.
Arsenal's owned by Stanley Kroenke, although you love Stan, so never mind.
I have a good relationship with Mr. Kroenke.
He met me too, and he's really nice to me, so I guess I shouldn't hate him. You guys like him personally. I like how you like him as a person. Maybe not as an owner. He's a great guy. Personally, he's great to me.
I have gotten along with him. So anyway, so I turned to Mr. Tomlinson for some guidance.
Yes.
And what we ended up deciding on is he would talk to some people who were EPL fans.
From England.
From England.
So you got some people
from... We went into the depth of fan makeup.
Okay, so...
So I turned it over to him and told him I would become a fan of whichever team he selected for me. He even put a poll on Twitter about it and anything. So let's start there. We agreed to this.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you describe... Because I took your words of how you describe yourself as a fan... Then I met with the English guys.
Okay.
Get how that mixes with certain fan bases, and that narrowed it down for us.
I'm a tradition guy. Love tradition.
Yes, you do.
So I'm big on that. I'm big on, you know.
Quincy High School wore their black-on-black uniforms last
year. Awful.
Week.
Terrible. Horrible.
Thanks.
Way to go.
Just so show you how much he loves tradition.
Awful. School colors are blue and white, not black.
But they look really
there
good,
was
Chuck.
One year they wore all black on homecoming. Everybody in the stands is wearing blue and white. And they wore black.
That's me pressing a button.
Pressed the button.
Awful.
Traditionalist Matt Shuckman.
Traditionalist check.
Yes.
Proven.
So you had to be tradition.
Tradition and loyalty. Loyalty is important to me.
Yep. So do you tell them to vote for Wrexham? Is that who you gave him?
So we took that and you know, I like things a little spicy too. You know, guys that can get after it. Guys that... You know, I not that I want thugs, but I want guys that'll press the issue a little bit.
There's a clue, but yes, that and then I added to there. You know, he's this is a guy who cares about the heart, right? And
very
how,
much
how
so.
The effort to him matters, and it's not about the riches and the monies; it's about the effort. And so, the English guys discussed, and they brought a collection of teams together.
Okay,
so we narrowed it down. Now we did allow other people to put in their two cents. But some people thought that Arsenal was a fit and that was definitely one of our front runners. And then the one that I was kind of pushing for didn't exactly all work out, but Aston Villa was one that they thought if Shuck lived here in England, that could be a nice fit for him, just mm-hmm. what it sounds like. And they're a good team. They love time
struggling this season.
Their top guy usually goes and plays somewhere else.
Yes.
Okay. Right?
And then the third one was new to the EPL recently, and that's Leeds United. And so they kind of came in. And then we got...
Leeds United has a bunch of Americans on it.
They do.
American manager.
They do. And then we had some other suggestions. A lot of people pushing Liverpool on him a little bit.
True.
I don't know if that was the right fit necessarily.
I don't know. I hear Liverpool and I think hooligans. Maybe I'm wrong in that, but...
You're a bunch of hooligans.
But...
So
I think the Beatles, weren't they from Liverpool?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we kind of narrowed it down that way. We put out the poll. What we gathered from the poll was there's a lot of Arsenal fans in our area, even.
Yes, there are.
So I feel like they're well taken care of.
But I know it's not them because we just played them in the North London Derby the other day, and he goes, I don't care about that, Mac.
He did.
You're absolutely right.
We got robbed, by the way. So, what a terrible red card against against my guy, 12.
My guy, 12.
You see, you know, those.
He sounds like some local broadcasters.
Oh, I can't remember his name. Emerson Royal. Thank you.
Plays a part. Yeah.
I mean, that man or that middle official. Taylor, I think.
Listen,
you know, there's a Stuart Atwell that works the middle. And I think of Pat Atwell when he was Stuart Atwell worked the worked the game yesterday.
Listening to him talk soccer is just hilarious
because he's getting worked up.
He is, and he seems like he knows what he's talking about to a degree.
So I was so bitter on Saturday morning. I got up at 6:30 for this fixture. 6:30 a.m.
I thought Saturday was a derby.
It was a North London derby between. It was at Arsenal's place. We haven't won there since 2010, so I knew our prospects were not good. However, the boys came out with a lot of fire, and then Royal gets this terrible red card. We're down 2-1, so We're down a guy. 3 minutes later, they score again. It's 3-1. I was like, it's over.
Yep, you might as
but
well.
I watched the bitter end.
Good for you. That's a good, good job.
Thing. And then the Illini got me back on the right track.
Okay, so anyway, we had narrowed the choices for myself down to three.
Yes.
You put a poll out on Twitter. What did the English guys? What was their suggestion? Did they? I know they had several, but did they have one that stood out?
Yeah, they thought Aston Villa.
Okay.
Yep. They like you as an Aston Villa fan and thought you fit the mold for the fan base that they carry, and that you would represent them well.
But that's not who we went with.
What? You guys are going to throw swerves at me. I'm like, Aston Villa, I'm telling you.
Again.
Like you said, they're the type of team that get the other teams poach their best players from and then they're gone.
But again.
But they're always. They're hanging around.
They're loyal. Loyalty is important. But I turned this over to Tyler to come up with the right choice.
And okay, Arsenal's out. Aston Villa's out. City's out.
Liverpool's
he's titting out. Tottenham's out. Did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
Did I just fool Cannon Jackson?
Yes, you did.
They're out too. Now we just lost
some Timberlake's out. Liverpool's out. So okay, we're down to 15 teams. There's 20 in the league. Not Man U hasn't even talked about.
No one brought them up either.
No.
It's just you know.
So who you got? Who's he? Is he going to get a scarf?
Oh, it's already been ordered.
Oh no way!
Yes, it should be delivered hopefully tomorrow.
It's your birthday month too.
It is, and yours.
It's mine as well.
A great month.
But yes, the scarf has been ordered. It should arrive this week.
Are you going to put it up in the Muddy Buddy studio?
Like I don't know if I put it up in the Muddy Buddy studio or do I put it up in my home office.
You put it up in home office.
Probably the home office, but it has.
I can't wait.
I can even show you on the phone I ordered it through Amazon because that's the only place I could find it.
Who is shucked behind? Tell you what, this is a great free acquisition for this fan base.
He's a good fan. Yeah.
So here we go.
Let me ask you this: you bought a scarf before we do the reveal. Have you been did you follow this team last weekend? Did you watch their match?
No, I have not done.
I know you're busy. It's a time of year that you really can't.
I am very busy. That's okay. I will make some time. But today is the reveal. So today is when the fandom really starts.
Okay,
birth.
So
conception.
Thanks to Tyler Thomason for all his hard work in this. Thanks to the English soccer players on the Clover campus for providing some guidance. Thank you to my nephews for absolutely nothing because I'm going against you now. I'm not with you.
That's good. Are they going to be mad at you? That you
yeah, and I, no, which I is even
tell,
better.
I can tell from the tweets, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine.
We got
Leeds United.
Leeds United, yes. Let's go. Americans, I love it.
Leeds,
you know, that's all right. Their manager had to sit out the other day because he got a little too rambunctious in the game
before. Rambunctious.
I like that.
He tried to like fight other managers because he gets so pumped up.
Even better. I love guys that get pumped
American.
Up.
He's American. He's an American. They got a couple Americans on their squad. This Aronson guy. Okay, how come Aronson wasn't? Good. He was like a sub last week. Is he going to start for us when he gets to the World Cup?
I wondered that too. I actually texted somebody and said, "What's going on with Aronson?" And they're like, "He'll play for the U.S. It's okay." They didn't have as high of hopes for him, high of expectations for him. As what he's proven for the United States soccer team. All of a sudden, with his insertion with Leeds and how they've used him and the manager, Jesse Marsh, has used him, the USA people are like, whoa.
Yeah, he could be our guy. Yeah. He could be our guy at the World Cup. Pulisic had such a terrible club season that I expect zero out of him. That sad sack manager at Chelsea who got sacked a couple weeks ago, he ruined the kid.
Aronson, I think, could be a really important piece.
Thomas Tuchel. I hate that guy.
He lost it, too. So, yeah, Tyler Adams, another American playing. So, so the manager, Jesse Marsh, he's a Princeton guy.
Okay.
So, he's got the smarts. He played in the MLS for a long time, and then he worked with Red Bull Leipzig, and then was the manager at Red Bull Salzburg, and then took over at Leeds United.
Okay,
that's amazing. So he's kind of like is he Ted Lasso-esque?
He is the Ted Lasso of
EPL.
What I think all Americans should root for this team. Almost all of their games now, by the way, are on USA Network. So
even better,
they've moved them away from Peacock because of the American connection now. So almost all of their games have been on USA when they play, which is a good bonus for Americans that are trying to follow and get along with, you know, the English side of things on the soccer sense.
Okay, you have to help me here, and DOB as a newbie as well into as in your EPL fandom.
Yes,
you may not know the answer to this. Oh, you might. I don't know.
When have I ever not known the answer for something, Chuck?
Lots of times, but
you'll try though.
Why scarves? Why are scarves the thing to show your fandom?
I don't know if I know the answer to why scarves. I know it looks cool as a fan base, right? And when you get everybody together,
it's kind of also like kind of cold over there though, too, right?
It's always a certain temperature, I suppose. The design and marketing for them for each, not only each team but each game, mm-hmm. makes them very unique. So. Right.
If you went to a game, they'd have the scarf. Yes.
It's like divide and have Chelsea, Tottenham, and then you can mm-hmm. have it for that game to remember that game.
Right.
So there's a lot of good things that come. I don't know why that was the thing that we decided to sell in the sport. Okay. But there are a lot. Like my wife, like every USA soccer game we've been to, now she buys a scarf.
Okay.
Right? Now we have like the collection of them in our basement of like, oh, this is all the games that we went to for international.
So it's almost like your ticket now.
It is, and I'm trying to think, like, ballparks do it here for baseball with, like, the little mini helmets. Or back in the day, they used to sell a pennant. Pennants, you know.
Yes, they don't sell pennants anymore, do
no,
they?
No, they don't.
But that would be the comparison, right? It's a memento token for each game.
Okay.
That's very interesting. So
it is. I'm learning.
So I've been to every major, not every major sporting, but I've been to NBA games, I've been to MLB games. My bucket list, I want to go over to England. I want to go to an EPL game.
I do too.
I want to go to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I think we should. New. We should
where
make.
The,
a...
Where your Vikings and the Saints just played the other day?
Yes, they did.
Your Vikings got a dub.
Yeah, yes, they did.
And they got a lot of field goals, which I'm sure the English fans love to see the kicker.
I think the English fans just like dressing like Vikings and drinking beer.
Yes.
Should we make a plan and go make a trip of this and go see Tottenham against Leeds?
Ooh.
Whoa, show that'd on be the awesome. Road.
Okay, so I've got to admit, though. So, of course, you know, we're talking soccer today, and you know, we're this is very niche, so we're hitting a certain segment today. But I've got to admit, I'm a soccer snob. I'm not going to sit out there. I know there's nothing against Culver Stockton College Soccer or QU Soccer or even the MLS. I mean, I'll probably root for St. Louis City, but am I going to get all hyped up about them? Probably not.
you only like the best.
Hey, I'm a soccer. Yes, okay. The best. I want to watch the best of the best. That's why I'm the same way with basketball. Now I love high school ball. I love college ball, but the NBA. I like watching the best in the world ply their trade. And you have these jabronis who sit there. Well, college basketball is better because blah blah blah. Get out of here. Just go.
Well, many leagues too in the world are top heavy. Right, so you have your top three or four teams, you know, in the Spanish.
Is the EPL the best one for us to follow?
Top to bottom, yes, most competitive. And in fact, you know, like a Messi has gotten some criticism because he's never come to the English Premier League to play a tough team every week.
So I've only been watching for 2 months. But it doesn't seem like there are no days off.
There's no days off. There's
parity. I mean, when you play Bournemouth, maybe.
There's no gimmies in the EPL. Like there are certain leagues, and because of Evan McGaffey and some of the other local products, you know, Courtney Belger and stuff, who have played professional basketball overseas, I've watched some overseas, some European basketball over the last few years. And there are some nights you get some teams that are just awful, you know, and you it's a gimme. It's okay. We showed up. We're going to win. That does not happen in the EPL.
It doesn't. And I mean, even if you have gotten into like sports betting and you're like, oh, soccer, there's always like, you know, it's
but
it's
they
like,
can tie.
Yeah. So you got plus.
That's the that's a monkey wrench right there.
It could always throw you off into sports betting. But it's also the odds are just way different. And it's you if you pick a winner. You deserve the plus 125 odds to pick that winner, even if that team is favorited to win because it's so tough to do in the league. So you can even look at the sports books and it proves it that way. And it's not that other way when you look at the other world leagues compared to the English Premier League, just on odds to win the game. It's harder in the English Premier League.
So MLS, put the MLS in comparison to where does that rank as far as world league go? I mean, is it in the top five?
Well, if we take the leagues in England, you might be looking at, like, the best could be in the championship level, which is the level below the Premier League. Right. A lot of teams that probably might fall into League One, right? And that's the league below championship level in the English Premier
League. So you're telling me there's probably 40 European English clubs that are better than our best MLS team?
Maybe.
Approximately.
Maybe, 25.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, your team, Leeds, for example, they were out of the Premier League for like 16 years.
Okay.
And this was a team, money-wise, was built to be in the Premier League. And they got relegated to the championship level. Okay. They didn't get relegated to championship level to League One because of losing. They got relegated because of like ownership embezzlement at one time.
Oh, wow.
And they got caught, or the owner got caught.
That's a heel move.
It is a heel move.
That's more up your alley.
It is.
why got bumped down to League One.
Oh, wow.
So they have since fought their way back up to the championship, competed in the championship, hired a guy named Marcelo Bielsa, who's kind of crazy, right? Okay. Argentinian guy. And
that explains a lot.
He implemented this press. That was just like, we're going to press for 90, the whole game.
Oh, really?
Those guys, yes.
Run like psychopaths the whole game, right? They had this exercise on campus, in training called murder ball, right? They didn't call fouls. They didn't call offside. When a ball went out of bounds, someone else kicked one in, and so they were running for like long periods of time trying to play.
And they still play that way.
That style of play was so unique and successful. He got Leeds back to the Premier League. So he's still seen as like the savior of Leeds.
Interesting.
That style of play and that level is not sustainable.
Right.
So the team knew it.
You play too much.
Yep. So they were like, thank you, but we got to move on to someone that can now mold us into something differently. Now they picked a coach, Jesse Marsh. Yeah, you're right, Don, who likes to press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not crazy psycho the whole game. It's more strategic, but he likes the press.
What for American fans, for American true football fans, it would be like having a defensive coordinator that blitzed every single down and just went after it.
Yeah.
And then dialing it back and going, okay, we're only going to blitz every third down. Or, you know, that's what Jesse Marsh is. He's the guy that's going to blitz, strategic. But not every single down.
Well, they had a game earlier this year where they were playing. I can't remember who they were playing against, but the opposing keeper was just kind of messing around with the ball. Their guy come up, steal it, and kicked it in. And it's like
they will fly at you. Yeah.
Yes.
I always like to explain pressing in soccer to pressing in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, you could draw back, kind of let them have it, and then set your traps at half court or whatever. But you can still do that in soccer, or you could, you know, deny the inbound pass and put everybody up and try to make them throw it long or kick it
right.
long. You know what I mean? So I compare a lot of soccer pressing to basketball pressing. It's very similar in nature.
I like it.
Do you
I like that
style.
Do you
draw your English guys? Do they all like the same club? Are they all?
No, it's all local. It's all where they're from. Like they'll even say that I'll hear them talking and like because Wrexham, right, is kind of taking over the United States. Well, Wrexham's in like the National League, right? So that's like three or four levels down from the Premier League, and so. Even that's got them talking. So I heard them talking the other day, and they're like, "Oh, who's your team? You know, well, I root for this team." Like, so who's your National League team, right? And so they oh well, our National League team would be Quincy because that's where I'm from, and they have a team in the National League.
So there's a show and this my wife even watches this
Hometown Pride.
Welcome to Wrexham. It's on FX, and it's also on Hulu. That's how we watch it every week, and it's. Ron Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny went in and bought a lower level English soccer club, and it's a fantastic show. You don't have to be a soccer fan.
My wife loves it too. It's cool.
It's a documentary. It's not quite Hard Knocks.
Right.
You know,
there's some weird episodes about Wales because they're technically a Welsh team.
Yes.
Okay.
But they are into the Premier League system.
Yes,
so they're trying
that's their goal.
They want to get them to the Premier League.
Yeah, they had a interview with the entire town. It seemed like our goal is to get us up to the Premier League.
They have 20. So this league's this was crazy. This league has 20 teams in it. They only promote one.
Yes.
Oh wow.
A year. So 19 teams every year have to stay in the National League.
Yeah.
And I think three go out and three new ones come in from who knows from the seventh division.
Yes, or, I don't know the MLS. I don't know
some high school league maybe. I don't know. But
it's really it's a really cool program.
So let me give you my list here. Wrexham is Always Sunny in Wrexham is a good show to watch. Sunderland Till I Die.
Text me that you didn't.
So Sunderland Till I Die. Usually we follow teams that are doing well. This catches Sunderland being relegated and then the next season being relegated again.
Oh wow!
It's such trauma because they consider themselves like a Leeds United would be who they compare themselves to money wise, fan base wise, how big they are, but they keep losing.
So they're showing. So what they're showing is the traumatic part of it of getting relegated instead of, oh, look, we're getting promoted. Great. Yeah, woo. Woo. This is, oh my That's gosh, we're getting TV. Good. So I like that.
When I first moved here, Jack McKenzie tried to do everything under the sun to try to get me to watch EPL and I wouldn't do it. He gave me videotapes and said, here, you got to watch this. And I'm like, I took him and I eventually came back to him. He goes, you see, look, I was like, Jack,
and this will tell you how long videotapes.
Yeah. Videotapes.
So that, it was a while ago.
And the guy loves soccer. I mean, every now and then I have to go interview him for a story, and he'd be at his house watching whatever soccer was on. It was probably videotaped, to be honest with you, because back then there wasn't that much. You couldn't watch it here.
I don't know if there's a person out there that I know that loves soccer more.
There can't be.
I mean, it's too bad he's not around with us now, because I think soccer's having a surgence. Mm-hmm. I think Ted Lasso has a lot to do with that.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, he's got schmoes like me watching it now, and I enjoy it because what happened to me is it really is the perfect. I mean, because if you've stayed with us this long, and you're not really a soccer fan, the beautiful thing about the EPL is, like I said, my match was at 6:30 the other day. Okay, so yes, that's crazy. Your club only usually plays a couple of those every year. It's not like you're playing 6:30 every week.
Right.
Most of the matches are at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on a Sunday, and that match is over. You can go if you want to go schedule your 10:30 golf game. Your guy plays at 8. You got your match.
You're right.
Go play your golf game, or you can. It goes right in from EPL to college football or whatever you want, or NFL the next day. I don't know who. I'm sure the EPL probably did this before the NFL did, but they had their games in windows. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, they have a couple matches going on at the same time, so it's a really easy watch.
And then usually the better game is the 10 o'clock game or the 10:20 game. It's, so it's very similar to NFL. Yeah,
correct. They put the marquee games in the marquee windows, or the Arsenal Tottenham game but they wanted that to be the first game of the weekend.
One of the best days of the year is the last.
Oh my God, I watched the last day. That's what hooked me.
The year because they all have to start at the same time.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Right. So
I like that.
No one's trying to, you know, fudge points because they're trying to stay in or get out of the league, and they want all the games to be equal to see, because you might get relegated that day, or you might, you know, and or you might win the league that day.
Yes.
So all the games are the exact same time, and it's chaos.
It's nuts.
That's cool.
It's
complete chaos. So the number one thing it's done for me league-wise is we have a dire need for relegation in the United States.
For the MLS.
For everything.
I'm a full believer
in relegation.
Are you going to relegate the Reds? But who are you going to bring up?
We have how many other baseball teams that have organizations already in place with,
like, the independent ones?
You have to separate.
Those guys, Earl. You know, you got the A, Cardinal St. Louis.
You did right. They'd have to make their own business models and become their own owners.
So like the Frontier League, which is all independent.
And that's really low down. I don't know if we'd go that far.
Okay.
But basically what you're saying is like the AAA, the Buffalo Bisons, who are the Toronto Blue Jays AAA team, are no longer part of the Toronto Blue Jays organization. They are in...
They're Buffalo.
They're Buffalo, but they're their own separate organization in this tier of baseball.
You can even use the same names for the tiers. And then, we get the Reds out. Sorry, Cincinnati.
You lost 100 games this year. Bye-bye. You're relegated.
And then, boom, the South Bend Cubs, or whatever their new nickname will be, boom, they won their division. They're moving up, right? Now South Bend. So that people of South Bend are like, oh, my God, we could get a Major League Baseball team. Let's go support them more. It changes everything. It changes fandom.
The Alabama Crimson Tide comes in for
stop mixing leagues. we have other football leagues that are trying this. It could happen.
That'd be something else.
It's a unique... NBA, it's NBA very
exists.
Unique.
Now we have the G League.
The G League. All
their towns. It exists. It already exists there, ready to go. We already have relegation ready. Get those crappy teams out. Get the teams that have good enough players to play in the league up. Get those fans.
What if
the Oklahoma City Thunder goes down and the whoever comes up from the G League?
Yep.
And the Battle Hawks go from the XFL to the NFL?
Correct.
Ooh, I'd like to see the Battle Hawks go up.
See? I knew I could.
They would get smoked. I mean.
That's okay.
But think about it.
They get TV deals to get
more money. Right.
They get all the NFL money.
And if the format changed that actually happened, there'd be more investment into the league. And more. They could probably get better players because of that hope of getting a chance to play in the NFL. The
advancement.
Every team that gets into the Premier League gets like $2 million out of the gate for just TV deals without blinking an eye.
It's probably more net now.
Yeah. And in Wrexham, every team that stayed in the National League that they're in, They say if every year we stay in this league, we're probably going to lose $1 million.
Wow.
Yes. And then Ryan Reynolds is like, but every year. Like, every year we lose $1 million. You guys have to put $1 million back in just to keep us in.
Yep.
What if we get up to League Three or whatever's above that? They'll actually give you $1 million for TV so you break even. Oh, let's get out of it. Well, it's not that easy.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting take on it. I like it.
Well, that's why fans are so passionate, because it's literally their town that's involved in it. And they all want their town and their team to get promoted as high as possible. So it makes people want to start clubs, teams, youth organizations. It would help everything, I think.
And all these,
I like it. I really do like it. I like the idea.
All these clubs go back to like the 1850s, or even more than that, even further back than that. I mean, the Cardinals go back to 1892, which is pretty good.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's still pretty new for like some of those clubs. 40 years
younger than Wrexham.
The Wrexham goes to 1850 something. Yeah. It's like it's crazy. So
that's cool. Well, we have our own soccer battle going on this week. As we sit here and tape this on Tuesday, we got the Quincy High versus Notre Dame game on Wednesday night at Flynn Stadium.
That's all.
Got to bring it back to local a little bit.
That's always a fun one.
You played in those.
I did.
How much fun was that game for you?
You know, almost uncomparable to any other experience on the soccer field for me. The lead up to the game, the focus of the players is different, right? The intensity of the players is different. The environment is different. Everything is just three levels above what you're normally used to.
And I love and I understand it. So, like, as we're sitting here taping this, Quincy High School is getting ready to play Geneseo on this Tuesday night. If it wins the share of the Western Big Six title. So it's a very important game conference-wise. Yeah, you've got the QND game the next night. So you got to stay focused on this game first and then get prepared for that one. But every coach that sits there and says, well, the conference is more important and all that stuff. No, it's not. I get in the grand scheme of things. It you're not winning a trophy for winning or a league title for winning the QND game. But deep down in your heart, the crosstown rivalry game matters more.
You think my friends and I sit around and talk about that night we beat East Moline on a Tuesday?
No.
No, we don't.
But you'll talk about the QND game.
That would be every conversation.
Yeah. So
it does matter more.
It does. And there's no doubt about it. And you'll see it in the fans will be, the stands will be pretty packed with fans tomorrow night.
Our coach experienced his first QHS Q&D boys soccer game for round one.
Mm-hmm. At Notre Dame earlier this fall.
He was floored. He said, I don't even know where I parked. Mm-hmm. I had to walk so far. And he said, I just couldn't help thinking to myself as I'm walking, this is for a high school boys soccer game? Like, what am I? Maybe I'm at the wrong place.
Yeah. It was a phenomenal match on top of it.
Oh,
and then he came in here and he said the environment, the excitement, the passion.
It was
incredible. He was completely blown away, never seen anything like it.
And that game, seen a lot of soccer, especially those two teams going head to head over the years, now in like 24th year covering that. Tanner Anderson's game winning goal on that. Was one of the best high school goals I've ever seen. Not just the way he finished it, but the Brock Evans assist. I mean, the whole bit of it.
And it had weight to it, right?
Oh.
Record-breaking weight?
Yeah. Yeah, he broke the career scoring record and beat Quincy High.
In the derby.
With one of the best goals you'll see.
Can you mix the word derby into your article?
We got to call. Are you going with the Quincy derby this week?
Just wait till you see what gets written now.
By the way, November 12th, at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Leeds at Tottenham, 9 a.m.
Okay.
On a Saturday, so we can get together and watch that.
Sweet.
And then we face off in the last
breakfast with O'Brien and
I like it.
And Shuck.
I like it.
Then we play the last day of the season.
Ellen Road,
yes. On
yeah, I know. I figured that out.
May 28th.
I like that.
Yeah, it's got to.
That'll be a Sunday at 10 a.m. That'll probably be Memorial Day weekend.
Marquee game.
Yeah.
All right. So November 12th.
November 12th.
Put it on my calendar.
I'll text you.
We're going head to head.
Bring the bloodies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Will your season still be going on? When are you guys done?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I was say.
Halloween is like the last.
That's when your regular season's over.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked a lot of EPL and a lot of professional soccer here. How are the Culver Stockton Wildcats doing?
We're surviving, man. We're surviving. It took a little while to click, you know? And I think we turned a corner. I still feel like it's one of those years where every turn I'm dealing with a new like injury or something like that, and so. Right when you think you're going to get to that point.
When you're totally fit.
Yeah, and then you just get knocked back, and now you got to scramble a little bit. And I know all coaches deal with that.
Right.
But it's a little tougher when you're younger. But, yeah, I think right now we're in a good spot.
What do you got to do to make your conference tournament?
It's tough. It's tough. You probably need to win, like, 5 or 6 conference games to really secure it. Top 8 out
top
of 13.
Okay.
We're 3-3 right now. We're, like, in 6th, I think. In points, so
you got a puncher's chance right now.
We got a puncher's chance. Yeah. We just got to stay healthy and keep competing.
Well, you've overcome some of those early growing pains that you and I talked about when we did Chuck on a Truck, which was very,
by the way,
well received.
I want to point out,
yes,
that not only has Tyler done Chuck on a Truck, but he's also on the. I mean, that's an unheard of double.
The first double.
I'm going to put that on a plaque.
Probably. You're historic.
Put that on your coffee mug. Go to your LinkedIn and make sure you update the resume.
Tyler Tomlinson, head women's soccer coach, Culver Stockton. Guest appearance.
Chuck on a truck. No. Guest appearance.
I'll go miles. Muddy River breakdown.
Yeah, you know. Next time you go to, well, you're never leaving Culver. Let's be honest.
You got a fountain named after you or something.
Probably not. My grandpa, but sure.
Same, yeah, different. It's same. They're not going to get rid of you.
A lot of people talked about our Chuck on the Truck because some people are like, check out the coaching philosophy discussions in this one. Like, we got deep.
We did. We didn't know we were going there. Let's sit down and have some fun. And next thing you know, we're talking deep coaching philosophy. And we kind of looked at each other and was like, wait a minute. Where'd we go with this?
What happened? Did I black out?
But people enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was
we
good.
Get great views on it. So, well, it's because you're the dreamy one.
Of course.
I did. I called him the dreamy one on there.
I know. I watched.
That got comments too.
But. Oh, it did. Because some people were like, "What?" Like, I'm not even gonna explain.
Your defense.
Yeah, I know.
She said, "He always has, guys."
Yeah.
He always called him that.
Are we gonna break this out into a guy game somehow?
I still have some of those. I'm gonna get them on YouTube.
The guy games. Do you have the one where Ben was swimming?
I think so. If not, it's in the next 3, as in like someone makes a reference about a shirt being off and then you see it. So
yeah.
I think I have it though. I'll find it.
ProVine's got to have all that stuff at his fingertips.
Ray Boone probably has it.
Ray's got that.
Those were great. Those were great.
They really were. They highlighted the right people the right way.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
And we were just idiots. And then people enjoyed that.
But it was so much fun. Yeah. It was kind of like the commercials we used to do with Houchins. Yo, for great. WGM Sports Center.
Those were great.
I was at the Quincy Museum about a month ago for Rotary, and I said to the woman who was the curator there, and I said, we did they're on 12th Street.
Right.
Or, you know, down by the junior high. We did our Christmas ones.
The Christmas sweater ones.
Sweater ones, yeah. Yes. And she goes, oh, I remember that. You guys were goofballs that day. Yep, we were goofballs that day.
Yeah. Those were great commercials.
They were.
That one I can still find on. I think I've got on my Facebook.
Somewhere. And I think I still have the one of, we all see eye to eye.
Yes.
Or don't see eye to eye, and then it drops down to hooch. Yeah, I've got that one on my Facebook page.
You shared that one like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
you shared it.
So it's still there somewhere. So speaking of that, we're gonna get together. You're gonna be back.
Holy smokes, time out. Whoa.
He's hosting everything. He's going to make a return engagement here in a couple weeks.
We're going to get him back, and we're going to get the band back together.
We're going to get the band back together. We're going to have a special episode of the Muddy River Breakdown here in a couple weeks, talking about our good friend Josh Houchins. So please look forward to that. Please come back for that. I know you will.
I will.
But that'll be a near and dear one.
Yes.
So
the song Shakedown Street plays in my head every time you say breakdown. So can someone remix that song and just make it your guys' breakdown?
Well, okay, so that's he likes DMX.
DX, break it down. Degeneration X. Yes.
It's different than DMX.
Yeah, sorry.
DMX, by the way.
Yes, sorry.
R.I.P.
He knew what I meant. Okay. What plays in my head every time is Guns N' Roses Breakdown.
Okay. Of course. Well, that's
Chuck.
So, I mean,
all these options.
Right. So
you just mix it up.
We're going to have to, especially with the guest appearance. I feel so fortunate that you joined us today.
I'm excited. We practice late tonight. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to be here. We're going like 7:30 after football. So, woo!
I might good. Be a bit chilly out at Ellison Poulton.
Maybe parka weather.
Well, I have an EPL team.
All right.
The scarf has been ordered. Now it's time to start digging in and watching Leeds United.
Leeds United, I don't know when their next fixture is. It's probably. I don't think they're in any midweek stuff right now.
My I'll team, figure it
good
out.
Luck to the Hotspurs. They don't. They're trash on the road usually, so, they're favored in odds wise.
Yes,
today for the Champions League.
So are they? Okay. Well, we need to get a dub. We were terrible.
I already double chance for them. Tottenham or tie.
And
good job, buddy.
Yes. And if for some reason Leeds United fails me, you get to blame.
I'll wear it.
Now watch, they're going to get relegated.
Oh, where?
Now they're going to get relegated, and I'm going to get relegated.
What happened to Hooch's team, Stoke City? They're relegated.
True. So. Well, Tyler, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. Honored. Thank you for taking on the task of finding me an EPL team.
With a fan like you, it was easy money.
DOB?
It's good times.
Always fun.
We'll talk American sports next week, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get back to talking more local sports next week, but this has been fun. Tyler, thanks again. DOB, I'm Chuck. This has been the Muddy River Breakdown with Chuck Daddy and DOB. Join us again next week.
Muddy River Sports. Our home, our sports.